Patrick, Mutt and Lou, how are you?
I'm good, man, and I just listened to this golf coach rant, and he went off.
Are you talking about the D3 golf coach
you
who
like that?
Swore up and down his team on a bus ride back?
Yo, he went off on those kids, man.
Hey, let me ask you your opinion here now. How do you punish a golf team? I mean, what do you do? I mean, I'm sure if you do something wrong, you run, right, or you do something. How do you punish a golf team?
I have no clue. I don't know. Maybe that's how you do it, how he did it. He was going crazy.
Have you ever had a football coach that yelled that much after a game?
Never. I mean, he can't do stuff like that, but, I mean, it is what it is, I guess.
See, that guy's out of control. You play for Mike Bellotti at Oregon? He wasn't yelling at people left and right?
Nah, man. I just listened right now, and it's pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
You just heard your teammate, Aqib Talib, talking about joining this Patriot team. What have you seen from him these last couple of days, chance to get acclimated with your new secondary mate?
No, he's good. He's good. I mean, picking up fast, he's good. I mean, you guys will see him on Sunday.
Is there a difference from him, somebody else? We talk about maybe the aggressiveness, good cover corner, press corner.
Is there?
Than other guys you have on your team.
No, he's just a good player, man. I mean, I don't know what else to say. He's a good player. He has good ball skills. He can be aggressive. Sometimes he can not be aggressive but still make the same plays, you know. So he's just a good player.
Is it tough to mix a new player in at this point, the communication? Patrick, have you talked so much about, do you spend extra time working on how you guys communicate on the field?
Nah, coaches and you know, players make sure everybody's on the right page, you know. They just make sure everybody's good because they don't want any mistakes out there. So I'm not going to put anybody out there that doesn't know what they're doing. So, I mean, he's fine.
You know, how difficult for you the last 3-4 weeks here sitting around and watching? Last game you played was that Seattle game. And last year, you know, you got in 8 of those regular season games. This year, hit the injury bug again. And, as you know, as we all know, I mean, you know, this is a contract year for you. How difficult is it sitting around watching?
I mean, it's tough, man. But you can't worry about things you can't control, man. So you just got to keep working, keep trying to get better, try to get on the field.
What do you see from Andrew Luck in film? A lot of hype about this guy and what he can become and what he already is.
Yeah, he's good, man. He's a very strong arm. He's accurate. And he'll pull the ball in there, and, you know, most of the time he gets the ball to the receiver. So he's very good. What we see, we're not going to downplay him because he's a rookie. He's a very good player.
Some players that have played him this year said after the game, Patrick, that, you know, it didn't feel like they were playing a rookie, that he had a poise that, you know, was worthy of a veteran quarterback. As you're watching him on tape, do you see that he plays maybe beyond that a first-year quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, he seems very calm and very poised and very confident back there. You know, he's not panicking. He's just sitting in there. He's going to take his hits. He's going to make the right throws. And, yeah, he's definitely good.
He also runs a little bit. Is the Ben Roethlisberger comparison fair in that he can extend a play with his feet, maybe more so than other quarterbacks, Patrick?
He can extend it, yeah, definitely. He can scramble to run. He can scramble to throw. I mean, he just makes second opportunities for, you know, receivers to get open. He's a good quarterback, man. I can't downplay him. Can't talk crap about him. He's just a good player.
How about Reggie Wayne? The guy's been doing it now for so many years and took a little dip last year with that quarterback situation. But, again, I mean, leading the league in receptions and targets. He seems to be the one guy that Andrew Luck goes to more than anyone.
Yeah, man. I mean, you have him on the team, you better throw to him. He's very good route runner. He's quick. He's fast. I mean, he has hands. He has a good quarterback throwing him the ball. So, I mean, why wouldn't you throw to him?
You starting to get nervous here about your Oregon Ducks so close to a national championship opportunity? Stanford this week, they're going to be tripped up or what?
I'll never be nervous, man. We're all good. I'm Oregon ducked out to the death, man, so we're all good.
You know, I know you haven't been out there practicing or you know, trying, doing what you can to get out in there in that field, but how difficult is it? Because one of the issues last week was tackling and the lack of contact and lack of practices. Is it difficult for a team to go out there and execute on Sunday with so limited contact?
No, man. It's just got to tackle. Just got to finish the play. It's not about big hits and time. Just got to finish the play and just, you know, wrap up. Whatever the case is, I mean, people miss tackles, man. Everybody's good on the offensive side. I mean, they're big. Either some are big and they want to do you, or some are fast and they make a good move. You know, just got to limit missed tackles, I guess. I mean, everybody has missed tackles. It's not just one person or two people.
Do you expect to play Sunday against the Colts?
We'll see.
You feeling? I mean, the injury report says shoulder and hamstring. You feeling okay?
I'm good. We'll see, though.
Is the golf coach, how many times are you going to watch this golf coach yelling at his kids? Listen to the
golf coach. One more time. I'm going to go home. I'll go home, let my wife listen to her. She's probably going to laugh. But, yeah, I'm going to listen to her at least one or two more times, definitely.
You other four, that ain't worth a f***ing You understand me? That is terrible. Jamie, you're our number one player, and I watched you make two f***ing triples without a penalty shot. That is f***ing horrendous. What the f***? Is that? God damn it!
Who swears more, Bill or the golf coach?
Yeah, here, golf coach.
Patrick Chung, Patriot Safety, joining us. Patrick, appreciate the time as always. Good luck on Sunday.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. See you guys.